If you want to create a simple website, then there are lots of online offerings that you can choose from to do that. If you, however, you want something a little bit more complex, then the range of offerings is somewhat more limited. However, Google Sites is something that you might turn to if you're after a free option. If you've got a Google account, then you've got the capability to be able to create your own websites. And it's quite a well-featured offering. When you create your first site, you'll be offered a series of templates from which to choose, and you can always browse the gallery for more. There's even a schools and education subsection within the gallery that will offer you templates that are geared towards what you might need for schools. The templates mean that you can have quite a good-looking website up and running fairly quickly without having to worry about laying it all out, although you can customize it later should you choose to do so. You then give your site a name, it'll automatically generate a URL for you. You type in a captcha and then you straight away you're into your site. It already sets up the homepage for you. You can type onto that homepage and edit it should you so wish. You can add subpages and start to build up your substructure. And each new page that you add by clicking on the add button, you can choose from a limited number of themes, so just a standard web page or a documents library type web page. Each page that you add results in the creation or updating of the site's navigation. That's done automatically for you. You don't need to worry about setting that up. You can insert various types of content. Obviously, text you'd expect to be able to do. Also, images, links, and perhaps lists. You also get access to all of the Google documents that you've got created in your Google Document Store. You've probably been doing that already because you've been listening to some of the earlier podcasts, perhaps. But you can also bring in images from your Picasso account if you've got one, or you can bring in videos from a YouTube account if you've got one of those. So there's actually quite an awful lot of very helpful content that you can bring in. You can format the page and decide the way that it's laid out. You can choose from different, like, two-column layout or a three-column, etc. And you can choose whether your sidebar's on the left or the right or above and so forth. All of those features are really useful. And in addition, you can also, if you've got the capability, update the HTML of those pages that you create. All made very easy and very straightforward, and you can make it as simple as you want or start to dig into some of the more useful and more complex features if you need to do that also.